And at the same time, I had to take the three children, I didn't have a baby then, out to Preventoria, but they called out as San Angelo, because they had been exposed to an open case of TB. And this was TB, and this was a preventative sort of thing to give them rest and care. See, they were 6 and 7 years old. The twins were 6 and the older boy was 7. And I kept them out there 6 months. And I, of course, came back on and to teach. And then, well, at Thanksgiving is when we both went after them. And I brought them home. They'd been out there 6 months. And he broke down in Mississippi. And he was sick when we went over there. And so I talked to his parents, and they, McGee, Mississippi is a big sanitarium. And we took him over there. Fortunately, he had his discharge papers filed at home and also here. His home was in Monticello, Mississippi. So from there, we fixed up all his papers to enter the Veterans Hospital in Kerrville. And all I had to do was just drive up there with the children, and they took him immediately, you know, just let him enter. And of course, we were coming on home by ourselves, and the twins were in the back, and one of them started, "I want my daddy." So we all pulled out of the side of the road, you know, and cried before the daddy, you know. But he did real well up there and came back and went back to work in the courthouse, but not in law. He just despised every bit of it. He was county attorney for one term. He said, "You have to defend people and protect people that you know are guilty," and he just didn't like it at all. And that's part of his escapism, you know. There's always this. And he did quite a bit of law work for patients up there, you know, and earned some money, because I know that I have the watch yet that he bought me while he was up there. Different things, you know. He was a very intellectual, very fine person. But people get those weaknesses. And of course, if I knew now, then what I know now, there are a lot more things I could have done for him. But then, you know, your hindsight's always. And he had quite a siege. My father broke down with a terrible heart attack in Thanksgiving, thrombosis. And it was just a question of time, you know. And he was due for pneumothorax treatment. And I always took him because it was uncomfortable to see them put that air in there to keep that lung down. And I was afraid that he'd get despondent and maybe. He never did drink when that was coming on because he was afraid of it. And I was afraid, though, that he might have a wreck. And I always took him. And this doctor was the only one that could give it in this area. And I never did like him too much, but I had to put up with him. And that day, instead of calling me in there and telling me, "Ms. McGee, your husband has involvement in the other lung," he told him and never told me. Well, of course, I noticed he was terribly depressed, you know. Oh, he just almost cried all the way home. And pertaining to me, it was hurting him, you know. And I said, "Now, George, something's happened in there with that doctor. Why don't you tell me what he told you?" Well, he never would tell me. And of course, he drowned his sorrows by drinking again, see. And I said, "I just better know, because I can help you if you tell me. I could have gotten him to Kerrville immediately, you know." And see, that other one had been collapsed three years. It wouldn't have been anything to bring the other lung back, you see. And it was a sad time, really. And just before, well, he sobered up, it was a lot of help when my father died. And that hurt him because he and my father were very close. And it hurt him dreadfully when he died. And I think that personally, he thought that I had the heaviest load. By that time, see, I had the baby. Because when he was born in 38, when he came back to join me again, of course, Mark was really a menopause baby. I was 38 when he was born. And